10-4-ZLK Mobile.
Good morning, Shane, K4RM Mobile.
Fred, K4RM and 4ZLK. How are you today?
It's Friday, so that's always a good thing. Got your card in the mail yesterday. Appreciate that. Glad you could come up.
I appreciate the invite. That was a lot of fun. Enjoyed meeting everybody. And just talking to you, that was, face-to-face. I really enjoyed that. I appreciate that.
To put a face with a call sign, even an ugly face.
Sometimes people aren't what you think they're going to look like. I think I might have told you this, but you were pretty much spot on what I thought you would look like. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. Kind of unusual. You get this image in your mind of what you think somebody looks like, and you meet them and say, oops, I was wrong on that.
A moment, a couple days ago, you know, I'd looked you up on QRZ, saw your last name, I think you told me, but it was a couple days after that I realized that's where the PIN came from on your other call that you had. I always wondered where you got K9 PIN from.
It's a vanity call, and I liked it, but I wanted to get something shorter, and I wanted to get something for this call region, so that's how I wound up where I am now.
Well, you have suits you. That's a good one. I've been thinking about some of those antennas that you and Bob showed me up there. And I've got a box built, the box with the core inside it for an 80-meter in-fed half-wave. I'm working on that. So I'm just trying to figure out what wire to use. I guess, is the wire that you use, is it that coated copper-clad steel that I've heard about the wireman has?
I think it's 14-gauge, if I remember right.
I saw that they sold two different sizes, and I don't know if they'll make a difference, how much difference it would be on the bandwidth, but I was trying to decide which one to buy. They're really, both of them are pretty reasonable, it looked like.
I know he showed you the 80-meter vertical and probably the 40-meter. Did you go down in the garden and looked at the 160 inverted L?
In there, I'd heard Tom in 0TR talking about building his. So I had a mental image in my mind of what it would look like, because he and Bob discussed it a few times on the radio, and it was almost exactly what I thought. So that looked like quite a project.
Yeah, that wire for the counterpoise on that one, I can't remember what gauge it is, but it was pretty stiff. That was the chore to get that through those insulators and, you know, laid out the way it is.
180-degree bends, I guess, would be pretty stiff. Is it the same wire as what the antenna itself is?
Shane, I can't remember. I think it is, but I'm not 100% sure.
The station up there, that was pretty cool. And what's the beam that you have there? You were describing it, but I can't remember the name of it. I like that. That would be a good option for the upper bands.
JK Antennas XR5 is the specific model number. It's modeled after that. It used to be called Force 12 beams, and JK Antennas took them over. So it's really a Force 12 beam. It's a two-element, five-band Yagi. Works 10 through 20.
An antenna, but how heavy was it? I know you were describing how many people you had handing it up to each other. Was the one guy up on the tower, was he able to handle it pretty well by himself once he got to that point?
He had a gen pole, and we had three people on the roof, if I remember right. We had to put it up on the roof in two sections and then put it together and then lift it up, you know, with the pulley system using the gen pole.
Yeah, that would be pretty fun to watch, I guess, or I'm sure there was some nervousness, too, hoping you didn't drop it.
I remember how many people we had up there. It was probably 10 or 12 of us. We had an antenna party, and I fed everybody. And it was a little dicey at times, but we got it done.
Imagine putting something like that up on top of a big 100-foot tower. You probably need a crane for that.
Better. You could do it with a gen pole, but you'd have to have a lot of ground crew to help. But, you know, it is what it is. Well, I just arrived at work. I need to get in here, but I heard you this morning and wanted to speak. Hope you have a good Friday, and stay safe on the road. We'll talk later. N4, is that okay? K4RM.
Oh, Fred, good to hear you. You have a great weekend as well. And hello to your family. N4, is that okay? 73.